Now, that's Spring 2. Well, that's what they call it, Spring 2, and it's music from Antonio Vivaldi, Max Richter as well in there. It's Daniel Hope, the great Daniel Hope, reimagining all manner of things to do with the Four Seasons. I mentioned Vivaldi mainly because there is a piece of work that will be coming our way called Bajazet. Am I right, Bajazet? Isn't Niamh? Niamh, good morning, Mrs. Sullivan. Morning, Niamh.
Morning, Marty. How are you?
Very well. Welcome. Am I right? Bajazet. Is that the correct pronunciation?
There's a lot of things about it. I'm calling it Bajazet.
Are you?
Bajazet would be like the French
yes.
Pronunciation of it.
Right.
So I'm saying Bajazet anyway for now.
Okay.
And we'll see when you get to the rehearsal room, I suppose.
Well, we better explain. It's an opera. That's the first thing to say. And it's Irish National
exactly.
Opera.
Exactly.
Right, so that's what you're doing.
Yes.
So tell me all, what's the story with this?
Yeah, so basically this was meant to happen last year, and it was one of the hard COVID hits, really. It was heartbreaking that we didn't get to do this. So this is, I'm delightfully being postponed this season.
Yeah.
And we're starting with a national tour around Ireland, and we're heading on to the Royal Opera House in Covent Garden then.
Look at that for poshness.
So,
that's just unbelievable.
An absolute dream.
Isn't
yeah.
it just? Now, firstly, I better explain. We met at the gala down in at the Irish National Opera House in Wexford, didn't we?
Yes.
At the gala concert.
Yes. Be in Wexford, you know.
I know.
After, like, being a student in Ireland, and, like, the dream was to sing at the Wexford Opera House. And I always felt, kind of as a student, you know, am I ready to go there and audition for them? And, you know, I kind of always put it off. And then once I went away, then I thought, oh, come on, now's the time. And then it just came up that I was to sing there this year, and I had an absolute ball.
I loved the way everybody kind of rode in together, particularly on that night at the gala, that it didn't matter. And people from a lot of Italians, obviously, in the room, but Italians and Russians and people from all over the world, and you just kind of met, and French people. It was just lovely.
This incredible kind of standard of singing, and, you know, everyone kind of doing their own thing, and everyone getting to show themselves in this gala in Wexford,
but it was also
Ireland.
Yeah, exactly. But it was also the fact that everybody had a pizza at the end and just kind of had a glass of wine and a wine down.
I know.
And I'm looking at everybody
so
in their
normal,
finery.
You know?
You were in your finery. By Jiminy, were you in your finery?
Oh, God.
Oh, the posh
frock. I had a dress. This was so funny. I had a dress that I bought. I ordered it when I was in Munich from Limerick, from a boutique called Glow and Girlies, and just guessed the size. Hoped everything would be okay. And it was, it's one of my dresses now that I
wore. Well, it was gorgeous on you. It was gorgeous on you, if I can say. Say that anymore. I think I still can.
You can. Arthur,
I think I
lovely.
Can. Well, listen, I want to talk about Vivaldi, and I want to talk about this opera because I'm not familiar with it. I think a lot of people won't be, so it'll be interesting.
It's very rarely done, and funnily enough, it was done in Nürnberg, a city near Munich recently, and so I was able to go and watch it last week, which was mad because it's never done. And so it was great to get an insight into it before I start the rehearsals, you know, in 2 weeks.
Yeah. And when you went to see it, had you any... Well, you did obviously have an idea of what you thought you were going to see. Was it as you imagined?
Yeah, of course. It was, you know, it was, it's so easy, like, you know, when you're studying a role, you're kind of doing scene by scene and it's hard to kind of get the full picture. But so, yeah, it was great to see the full thing done and to see, okay, that's the role kind of going from this to this, you know, like kind of a whole connection, and to see the role kind of from the beginning to the end.
Right.
So I'm singing the role of Asteria in it.
Yes.
Who is the daughter of Bajazet.
Yes.
And Bajazet is the emperor of the Ottoman Turks, and he's just been defeated by Tamerlano in battle. Tamerlano is the emperor of the Uzbek Turks.
Okay.
And now we're prisoners to him, and I'm Asteria is being faced with this horrific situation in which she's being forced to marry Tamerlano.
Right.
Which for her is just, like, it's not...
It's not ideal, as my mother would say. It's not ideal.
Yeah, it's not. It's definitely not ideal. It's like being forced to marry an animal, really. He's really... It's horrific. And so she spends the whole opera trying to get out of this, but kind of going along with it and coming up with this plan. She's an incredibly intelligent girl. And yeah, at the end, then she has a plan. And I'm sure you'll see it if you come to see the show.
I'm looking forward to it. Well,
yeah.
Listen, we don't have music from it, but I have a little bit more of Vivaldi just to play while we're on the Vivaldi subject.
Okay,
here's a little concerto for the mandolin. Here it is.
Thank you.
Concerto for Mandolin, mm-hmm. their music from Antonio Vivaldi, and that's Ugo Orlandi on the mandolin on that situation. So look, you're Cork, aren't you, originally?
I am. I'm Cork. I don't know if I have the accent anymore.
Not really.
Yeah.
No.
I've been living... Yeah, I don't. It's mad. I've been living now in Munich for 5 years, so I kind of neutralised it a little bit.
Well, I suppose it's inevitable. I mean, you're speaking German on a daily basis. It must be, obviously, this is what happens.
Yeah.
But you've been based for five years there.
Yeah. So I went over when I was 21. Really a baby. I did Ronnie's competition here in Dublin in 2016, and I was invited over then to Munich to do an audition for the opera studio, and I got it, and I went over in September 2016, did 2 years of the studio, and then kind of stayed there since, and I've been freelancing from there and coming back to Irish National Opera whenever I can, which is like a dream to be able to sing with our National Opera Company.
But that's terrific.
Such a treat. Yeah.
But I mean, you've been Hansel and Gretel. You've been in Madame Butterfly, The Rosy Cavalier. So you're getting the roles. What's it like to be away at such a level all the time? Is it fabulous in some ways, I suppose, and sad in others?
Of course, you know, there's the glam, and there is a part of the life that's very glamorous and beautiful and exciting. And I mean, the whole life is exciting, but you know, going over at 21 was really like thrown to the deep end, you know?
Yeah.
And I was kind of going from being kind of relaxed enough student with Ronnie in Dublin to going, you know, into this like this huge prestigious opera house where you're with these singers who are, you know, have been training in these Russian conservatories since they were six, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And then singing with, like, literally your idols, you know? And so you're put, like, you have to reach this level all the time. And so it was a huge, huge learning experience, like, you know... being thrown in at the deep end was a great thing, really, you know? You just had to...
Well, sink or swim.
...with it. Exactly, and I definitely did sink for a little while and then came back up, I think, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no, but it's very it must be really exciting, because I don't know.
Oh, it is, yeah.
And have you been able to get home to see the folks and stuff?
Yeah, so in the 2 years of the studio, it was hard to. I was quite busy. And then after that, I was able to come back so I was freelancing and so in between contracts and that. And when I was coming back to INO, it's kind of one production a season with them. And so, yeah, and then I get to come home and sing with my friends who are singing some other roles or singing the chorus.
Oh, that's lovely.
So I'll always love coming back. It's such a joy.
Well, that's perfect. Well, now listen, let's go down the dates of this. This is happening when? Tell me when Bajazet can be seen.
So we're opening in the Solstice Art Centre in Navan on the 15th of January, and then to Letterkenny, Sligo, Limerick, Galway, Kilkenny and Dunleary.
Right.
And then we move to the Linbury Theatre at the Royal Opera House in Covent Garden.
Covent Garden,
which
for God's
is very
sake.
Exciting.
Have you played there before?
Notions. No, I haven't. So it'll be my debut.
Oh, the Germans will be livid. Yeah. They'll say, my God, she's gone to Covent Garden now. They will.
I know, I'll never be back.
Yeah. but is this the first time that the INO has partnered up with Covent Garden?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Oh, they just did recently the Alice in Wonderland, which was a co-production with Royal Opera House.
Yeah, that's right.
But I've forgotten about that, yeah.
That is quite something. It really is quite something.
Yeah. So, all in all,
how many performances of Bajazet do you think there will be for people to be able to go and find out and see it and all the rest of it?
We've 7 shows in Ireland, 7 or 8, and then I think we've 6 shows in London.
In London. Well, it sounds terrific.
Yeah.
And if people want the information, it's all on the website, the INO website, isn't it?
It's all online, yeah.
It's all online, yeah, because that's where everybody's going to find it out. Well, listen, thank you for talking to us this morning, Niamh. And congratulations.
Really.
It was lovely to almost meet you down in Wexford.
It was lovely to hear your voice after hearing it on the radio for so long, so many years.
Still the same fella. still the same fella.
It is.
And listen, Peter
Thanks
Whelan.
Thanks for having me, Martin.
Not at all, my great pleasure. And you're working with the great early music specialist, Peter Whelan, on this. He's a fine fella too. Well, he's a Whelan, you see.
Oh, yeah. Peter, like, it's so funny. I worked with Peter when I was kind of, I think I was 18 in the Academy. Ah. We did a Handel concert together, and sure, I didn't know how to sing then. Like, you know, I was winging it. Yeah. And we did a few Handel arias together, and he invited me and trusted in me at that age. It was really incredible. And so now coming back to him after kind of having a few years, you know, really working in this job is really, really exciting.
I'm
really
for sure. And I'm sure,
Orchestra.
And I'm sure he's kind of thinking, my God, here she is back from Munich now. And
the
star has returned.
No,
but it's lovely. Just to let people know, Peter is conducting the Irish Baroque Orchestra, and you've Gianluca Magheri, who will be singing the title role. And it looks like a lovely, lovely production. It really does. And for people who don't get a chance to see it, you can get a plane ticket and go to the Royal Opera at Linbury Theatre in February. But try and see it here. Yeah, but anyway, iano.ie, that's the thing. Listen, Niamh, congratulations. Welcome home.
Thanks, Marty.
And enjoy it. And lovely to talk to you today. Alrighty.
Thanks a million for having me.
Not at all.
Thanks,
you
Marty.
Take care. Pleasure. We're talking about Antonio Vivaldi, and here's Daniel Hope again. This is Spring 1 with Max Richter, and obviously it's Vivaldi as well.